kickstart your weekend.
Saturday mornings with Ian Dayborn.
Cambridge 105.
We're a professional band. We play all over Europe, play all over the country.
Wow.
And, we're just promoting a little show up here in 2 weeks' time.
We seem to have found a little niche in working in churches.
Oh, really?
It first started a few years ago when we did the Rural Touring Arts scheme, which is a fantastic thing. Unfortunately, the funding's been cut back a bit, so we don't do so much. But during that time, we ended up working in lots of different churches all over the country. And just recently, we were down in Broadstairs at the Holy Trinity. We had 300 people. Fantastic evening, yeah.
Wow.
We're hoping to do well here. It's our first time in Cambridge. I think first time ever. We did
the Cambridge Open Day thing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, what was it?
Where was it? In the big park.
What's the thing in the Parker's Peace?
Parker's Peace, yeah.
Yeah, Big Day Out or something.
Yeah, we did that a few years ago, but I don't think we've done anywhere else since.
The Big Weekend, was it?
That's it, something
that
was like that, yeah.
That was good too, yeah.
So tell me, what Captain Cabbage, if you're interested in you, tell me who else is in the band. Obviously, we've got yourself, the Right Honourable Ronald Reagan here.
We've got Mike Martin, and we've got the Professor Martin Oram, who's plays the fiddle and it's on the fiddle and mandolin and what have you. Mike plays the guitar and banjo. Uncle Ron here, he's a bass player and odds and sods. So yeah,
sousaphone.
Mustn't forget the sousaphone.
Trumpet.
And I play lots of unusual percussion instruments, as in instead of a drum kit, I play a suitcase drum kit made out of suitcases.
Oh, cool.
Musical saw, accordion, a bit of trumpet, a few other things. Yeah.
So how did you get into this? Did you come from a sort of conventional musical?
Well, it was
background?
A bit of a mistake in a way, because I'm a new boy. I've only been with them 10 years.
Yeah.
But years ago, it must be nearly 15 years ago, they got a phone call. Some of your older viewers will remember Chas McDevitt and Nancy Whiskey. Chas McDevitt is still going strong, and he had a very big hit in 1957 with a song called Freight Train.
Yeah. Neil Whiteside, he does it. He'll remember that.
It's a lovely song. Yeah. It's one of those sort of classics of all time. It was number one in England, in America. Yeah. And the boys got a phone call about would they be able to back Chas McDevitt on a skiffle show.
In Finland. Yeah.
There's a big festival there, and apparently Chas is a big star over there. Well, he is a big star over there. So they said, yeah, fine, let's go over and we'll do the show. So it went so well that when they came back, they decided to form a skiffle band.
Yeah.
Not all skiffle, but comedy and skiffle. And it worked out. So they've been going back ever since. Not every year, but every 2 or 3 years, they go back to Finland. They go to Denmark. We also go to Germany a lot, don't we?
Yeah, Norway.
We've been to Norway festivals there. So although we're not strictly a skiffle band, we do pay homage to skiffle. We play all sorts of different instruments, percussion instruments. Ian's a very good spoon player. He plays the musical saw. We've got a one-string fiddle.
It's a variety show, really. I would say it's musical-based, but it's a variety show because we have lots of costume changes, audience participation and props and what have you, And we do a whole evening's show with a mixture of things. So music being the main thing, but, a lot of other comical things involved as well, yeah.